Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to Chosen Generation Radio. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much. I am so sincerely sorry for all of the delay that we have had this morning. I had massive technical issues this morning that struck literally at launch. Everything seemed as though it was going to be just hunky and dory. Until it wasn't hunky and dory. And so my sincere apologies to everyone. We are here and we have a full program lined up for you, a full, 3 hours coming at you. Lots of great stuff. Jeffrey Prather will be with us today. He was at the pit. He was one of the presenters at the pit talking about the election integrity issues. We also will have with us Tony Ortiz from Current Revolt. We're going to get into the IRS and their hiring. They're doing a different kind of hiring for these 87,000 agents. It's called direct hiring, which means no screening of the employees. No screening. They just hire who they hire. And according to Tony's inside information, that specifically is they're targeting hiring Antifa, specifically hiring Antifa. And I don't know if you saw some of the videos of some of the characters that they have armed, but and 25 of the 50 offices where they're doing the hiring are right here in Texas. So if that doesn't tell you who they're targeting. So we'll have Tony Ortiz out to, talk about that. Cheryl Tremley's with us talking about the 25th Amendment. It's a great program. Please stick around. David Ward on the border and John Euler, who was, investigated for homophobic, commentary on social media by the Pennsylvania, Board of Counselor Ethics or whatever. Basically because he's exposing the truth about transgenderism, and he deals with, I mean, this is his counseling practice for 25 years, is focused on helping people who have been in that, through that, those kinds of traumatic sexual trauma, and he helps them through his counseling. He's been doing this for 25 years. He knows what he's talking about. And he worked in the prisons dealing with sexual predators, trying to get their minds unwound. So he knows this topic. We'll have him on the program coming up. But right now, joining me, patiently waiting, as he's been waiting for 15 minutes for me to figure out what in the world is going on over here. I had to do some serious demonic burning and destroying of demonic strongholds. Rick Manning is with me, President of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Pastor Greg. It's, yeah, watching you, try to fight the board there was pretty exciting stuff. But, it's,
well, you know what?
Maybe we can tell that another day.
Well, let me put it in this nutshell. Okay. And it really bleeds into the topic that we wanted to cover here. And that is, you know, if you punch Donald Trump, he's going to punch you back, and he's going to punch you harder, and he's going to seek to destroy you. Well, that's what you witnessed with me. Satan was punching at me and taking swings at me with his little demons. And guess what? I called down the fire of God. I asked the angels to burn those demons up, send them into the abyss, and send a note to Satan saying, send any more, and I'm going to torch them too. And that's exactly what we do. That's what we're supposed to do as Christians. It's what I preached about over the weekend, both in India and here in Texas, about who we are in Christ, that it is a finished work, that we are saved, sanctified, sons and daughters of the living God, and the kingdom of heaven dwells in us. We carry it with us, and we are to advance it.
Absolutely, 100%. And it's it's funny because a lot of people, you know, everybody deals with ghosts in the machine and all that kind of stuff and gets frustrated. But my approach is usually to yell for somebody from my office to come in and fix it. Your approach is to yell from somebody from the higher office to come in and fix it. I think your approach works better.
Well, praise God. Thank you, brother. You got to witness the ugly behind the scenes, and it was, it was bloody for the other guys, let me tell you. Let's get on to this. I kind of tagged this, Donald Trump is America's president. I mean, there are 75 million people still believe, maybe not quite that many, but at least 50 of them, that Donald Trump actually did win the election. And more evidence is coming out. The more that they poke at this, the more the evidence points to all of the stuff that they did and all the hanky-panky that they did and all the nonsense that they did for 4 years while he was in office, and then everything they did to try to keep him from staying in office. If I'm not mistaken, I think there's two state legislatures right now that are in the process of voting to decertify the 2020 election.
Yeah, I think that's true. And what's particularly kind of incredible about that is we know that the FBI is going after, the alternate electors. We know that Representative Scott Perry, who's the chairman of the Freedom Caucus, who's from Pennsylvania, had his phone confiscated by the FBI at an airport 2 weeks ago.
On vacation with his wife. On vacation with his wife.
Yes. And, so he
personal phone.
They confiscated his phone because they wanted to make certain that, you know, they're doing an investigation. He might have had conversations about people in Pennsylvania, his constituents, about alternate electors. And so what we have is the FBI with this alternate elector scam is actually trying to criminalize a constitutional process. A constitutional process is laid out in the U.S. Constitution that the Democrats have used in the past.
Yep.
And it is this, and the states have every right to say, wait a second, we don't believe that the election was held fairly. And we want to send alternate electors for Congress to consider whether to seat those electors for the Electoral College and count those votes as opposed to the ones that were put in place by the state Secretary of State. That is constitutional. There might be a fight over whether the state legislature has that power or the state, or they delegated to the governor or to the Secretary of State, but that's not an FBI issue and it's not criminal.
Right.
And for them to confiscate a sitting member of Congress's phone, a guy who was the chairman of the Freedom Caucus, a guy who's a retired brigadier general in the Army, or I guess Air Force, I'm sorry, who is served his country, and now is a leader in Congress to confiscate his phone because he had legal conversations about a legal constitutional process. It shows just how far removed the FBI is from any semblance of reality.
Well, not only from a semblance of reality, Rick, but I would suggest also that this is SS Gestapo type behavior. And now the discovery that Peter Struyck might well be somehow involved or connected with the whole Mar-a-Lago raid, and the questions that are coming up about his relationship now with whether he was actually with the FBI or whether he was a CIA operative who was working under the guise of the FBI in order to carry out an operation here. And I talked about this, and I'm going to try and get Scott Uhlinger, our station chief, on to talk about this some more tomorrow. But we talked about almost 2 years ago how John Brennan, was operating with foreign agents in order to create the illusion of the Steele dossier. He was working to support the lies in the Steele dossier by offering up spy programs to Italy and several other countries in order to try to strong arm them and coerce them into making statements that were blatant lies.
That's
treason.
Yes. One of the things I think's come out in the trial up in Michigan, where the FBI and DOJ are trying to beat on Governor Whitmer's supposed kidnapping.
Yeah.
And it was one of the things that came out, though, that was particularly distressing of all the things that were distressing is the person who was the Detroit station chief, D'Antoine, the station chief in Detroit who ran that operation, was promoted. And you know what? He was promoted to a position where he oversaw the Mar-a-Lago raid. So the same guy who was involved in setting up some people to pose and basically take a fall for a sting operation where it was all FBI all the time was in charge of the Mar-a-Lago raid. At least his division was.
And did you also see that the mole that was one of the informants in the Whitmer thing also turned out to be someone that they were Michigan State troopers were assigned to the Capitol and given instructions to allow people to go into the Capitol, and that also was testified to in the Whitmer case. So not only do you have the connection with the FBI and the whole cabal being exposed in the Whitmer farce, but you also have information in that trial now on record.
That informs
what actually happened on January 6th. And now you're going to have to begin to say to yourselves again, where are the criminal investigations into the murders of Americans? And I had some absolute idiot, some brain dead guy that wants to kill babies post on my show last week when I was talking about Rosalind Boylan and about how an officer killed her, picked up a crutch when she lost control of her own weapon and beat her. And this guy is like, oh, well, she was being attacked. Fella, she wasn't even on the scene when Rosalind Boylan hit the ground and went unconscious. She wasn't even in the picture, in the camera, in the anything. She came bursting through the line when the woman was on the ground and started beating her.
Yeah, there's a reason why the videotapes have not been released. There's a reason why the January 6th defendants have not had access to the ability to defend themselves. And we're seeing it. If anybody hasn't followed this, you have to catch Julie Kelly's outstanding writing. It's in the publication American Greatness. Go to AmericanGreatness.com. Julie Kelly's been following the Whitmer trial and has done extraordinary work. She also has been following the January 6th
You know what? You need to see if you can get her to come on with us on Wednesday, because Claire can't make it. Okay. So we're open. So see if you can get Julie to come on with us on Wednesday during your segment.
I'll reach out to her people and try to get that done. I don't know if she has people. My mutual friends.
Yeah.
My mutual friends.
Yeah. Reach out through your mutual friends and let's see if we can't get Julie to come on with you and I on Thursday to have that conversation.
That would be great. Listen, my dad started something called Police Appreciation Committee for Corona back in California in the 60s when the police were under attack for all sorts of stuff, right?
By the student.
So I grew up in a very pro-police household. And what I've seen over time, that's been emphasized through this Whitmer trial, through January 6th, through a variety of other things that have popped up, Ruby Ridge and the like, you look at it and you say, wait a second. It's everything you believe to be true about the innocent until proven guilty is true until you're in their crosshairs, at which point
it's not true.
You're guilty with no chance to prove your innocence. They're going to create a case against you regardless. And the fact that, once again, the fact they had a high-ranking attorney, DOJ official, Jeffrey Clark, in his underwear while they searched his house in the morning a couple months ago for the January 6th commission, working in cahoots with the January 6th commission. The fact that, you know, they did the 6 a.m. raid on Roger Stone, on Paul Manafort, you know, this intimidation, this Mar-a-Lago raid. The great news, Greg, is that the Mar-a-Lago raid, if President Trump pushes back by suing the FBI, which he should, it will be in the Florida federal court. The federal court located that covers Florida, not the one that covers D.C. And it'll get these clowns outside of their D.C. cover and into a real court, and he'll be able to take them apart.
Yeah, it's going to be something else. Listen, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more, and we're going to have a kind of a change up in how we do this, but Rick and I'll be back to close out our segment at 11 a.m. And at that point, I'll tell you about India and what happened over there. It is amazing. Back with Tony Ortiz coming up right after this brief break.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
when I got my pillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm really excited to welcome a new guest to the program. He has begun, and we'll kind of get into this. My good friend Matt Long actually turned me on to their publication, and I am an avid follower now, and encourage others to do the same. I want to welcome the founder of Current Revolt, Tony Ortiz. Tony, welcome. Good to have you.
Pastor Young, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, it is just really a pleasure to have you on board with me. I asked you to come on, and I want to hit this topic because I think it's a really important one for people to understand, and I'm talking about the IRS, and I'm talking about the specific targeting of Texas, and then we'll kind of pull back from there and expand into some of the other things that are happening in Texas that you guys are covering. And then I'd love for you to tell us also a little bit about what inspired you to start Current Revolt and kind of how that all got going. But I don't know, you know, normally you would, right, you would start there and then you'd tease people and say, stay with us because, but this situation of what you've uncovered regarding the IRS hirings, the direct hiring, I want you to explain what that means, the number of offices that they are opening in Texas to do this, and what you guys have learned about who it is that they seem to be targeting to hire, and they're arming these people.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, you know, it was recently all over the news that the IRS is hiring a bunch of additional employees. Currently, right now, they have 79,000 full-time employees, and they have announced that they're hiring 87,000 additional employees. So it's more than double increase than what they have now. Something we've uncovered is that they're using something called direct hire in order to bring on all these employees. And for those who don't know, direct hire basically expedites the hiring process by eliminating competitive rating and ranking systems, including veterans preference. It's incredibly hard to get this generally, but the agency is now using this to bring on people at an expedited rate.
Now, Tony, doesn't this also, though, kind of somewhat preclude some of the background check to a degree? I mean, if you're speeding up the process like that and you're not looking at certain markers, would that not also tend to lead one to believe that there's going to be some potential issues with, you know, background?
Yeah, it definitely does eliminate some background on it as well. This is used generally in emergencies, okay. Which is kind of concerning. You'd think with all the people looking for decent jobs that they wouldn't be required to do something such as this. But of course they are. And of course these IRS requirements, a normal person couldn't get a job like this because it has a vaccine requirement. A COVID-19 vaccination requirement for federal employees is required under Executive Order 14043. So, you know, it's definitely not for something I couldn't apply to, for example,
right.
Because I'm not vaccinated.
Right. Well, and quite frankly, a lot of, patriotic Texans fall into that same category. We have understood the dangers of it. The hundreds of thousands. Steve Kirsch was on Fox News and they turned tail and ran on that story. Tucker Carlson didn't, but Brian Kilmeade did and others did. So we understand the danger of that. I don't want to get off into that tangent, but I'm on that same page with you, Tony. I'm on that same page.
Yeah, and they're hiring in over 25 Texas cities.
That's something else that I thought was interesting, because if I read your article correctly, there are 50 cities across the country that they're hiring from, and yet 25, half of them, are right here in Texas. And they're not like the big, I mean, you think of, you know, Dallas, Houston, El Paso, San Antonio, right? You know, big cities, Austin. We're talking about like Abilene's and Killeen. And I mean, we're talking about smaller cities, which would be great for those economies, except for the first question that you just raised, or the first issue you just raised, which has to do with they have to be vaccinated and they may not be the patriots that, you know, we'd like to see there.
Yeah, you know, and the argument is, you know, Texas is big, right? We're bigger than most countries, which is awesome. But we're not big enough that we would be over half the cities that are targeted for this sort of thing. So it definitely raises questions why half the hirings are based in Texas. What are they doing? What's their goal here? Who's their target, right? Because if they were targeting, you know, these celebrities or these big giant billionaires that are maybe doing something or have the capacity of doing something, with their taxes different than you and I, that would be different. But we all know who they're actually going to be targeting, and it's likely going to be the middle class.
Well, it certainly would appear that way. I mean, predicated on that. And then the other issue that I think is of concern has to do with they're arming them and they're training them to fire weapons and to use weapons. And then in addition to that, it seemed to me that there was some inference that they may be targeting specifically, some members of Antifa. Talk to me a little bit about those two issues, if you would.
Yeah, so, you know, they're arming these agents, and, you know, as far as I know, that's not exceptionally abnormal.
Okay.
As far as I know, IRS agents have, in the field agents, excuse me, have been armed before. So, you know, this is not abnormal. What is abnormal is that they're skipping a lot of the background checks with this direct hire to bring on people who are going to be armed, right? So generally, if you arm somebody, especially in a government type position, you'd want to vet them pretty heavily. Mm-hmm. With this direct hire, it's a possibility that may not happen, right? So that's really what the scary part is that you've got a bunch of people who have, probably no gun experience and who haven't passed the exceptional background checks they normally would. All of a sudden they're running around, potentially targeting the middle class with guns, with being armed.
Well, and not just any middle class, but one would have to believe, predicated on the political atmosphere and the political assaults that are already taking place as it relates to, you know, the FBI and so forth, that this is probably going to be that. I know that I had Catherine Engelbrecht on here almost 10 years ago, when we, you know, watched the Obama administration targeting Tea Party groups and conservatives, mm-hmm. specifically, And anybody who filed for an IRS 501c3 or 501c4 exemption all of a sudden found their actual livelihood, their businesses being targeted by the IRS as almost like a retaliation for just filing the form to get a nonprofit status.
Yeah, there are people that will tell you that this is fake, that they are not going to be targeted in the middle class, that the IRS wouldn't do that, the government would never do that to us. These people are either lying, or they have no, or they live under a rock. They did this to target Tea Party patriots, you know, as you just said. And so this is nothing new. It's just going to be round two of it.
I guess so. Tony, tell me a little bit about current revolt. And how did it begin? What were you doing and what brought you to the decision and the point to bring this to fruition?
Yeah, for those who don't know, Current Revolt is a media website. We publish daily news specifically focused on Texas. We almost never talk about anything outside of Texas. So everything we talk about is Texas related or affects Texans directly in some way. As far as how we started, it was the maybe fourth or fifth month into year of COVID, right? Where we were locked down, we couldn't do anything, and I was sitting with a bunch of buds and we were just chatting and frustrated that we couldn't go out anywhere, that things were shut down, that it's just all the nonsense going on. And one of my friends, one of my colleagues now said, I wish I just had a place to write all my thoughts. And so ran into my office and got emails together and created a website, and then we had Current Revolt. So we've been writing ever since.
You have been pretty outspoken about the rhinos in Texas in particular. Talk to me a little bit about that, and what are you seeing, and what are your greatest concerns as it relates to that? We got about a minute on this side of the break, so we'll carry this over conversation over into our next segment.
Definitely. So we're in Texas, and what that means is that we are run by a majority Republican. So for the most part, if you're not happy with the way Texas is being run, it's generally not a Democrat's fault. It's a Republican's fault. And because of that, we need to hold Republicans accountable. And that's what we do. And the establishment hates us for it. They constantly badger us. They'll counter signal us. They'll talk badly about us because we quote unquote attack Republicans. But again, if you're not happy with the way things are run, it's because there's a bad Republican not doing a good enough job for it.
All right. I was looking at, you got a great article up by Tommy Oliver. Sex icon Judge Lena Hidalgo goes off on MAGA reporter. the color that you bring in your writing and in your writers, and just kind of the raw way that you go about it. You're, as an example, folks, and I'm a subscriber, by the way, and this is an unpaid, endorsement, if you will. But like CPAC, you know, you went to CPAC and you were just kind of raw about, look, this is what I saw. This is what went down. And I love that. We'll talk more about that coming up right after this break.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village, with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy until He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Do you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very, very pleased to have with me the founder of CurrentRevolt.com. Tony Ortiz is with me today. Tony, we were talking about, how you got started and in the break, just kind of talking about, the frustrations that people have had and then we got into a little bit about, some of the cool ways that you guys approach these articles and what have you. But talk to me about what do you believe are the biggest issues right now that Texans need to be paying attention to?
Yeah, I think one of the most important ones is the sexualization of children, right? There's this agenda, the LGBTQ agenda, that is prominent in advertising itself and being exposed to minors. I mean, we have it in our own party. This isn't something that's just limited to Democrats.
Right.
You've got groups like Log Cabin Republicans who actively promote, an LGBTQ agenda, but with a quote unquote conservative spin, right? And you've got groups that collude or group up with them. Young Republicans of Texas, which is normally what you'd think would be a great group, mm-hmm. was up until recently very partnered with them. I'd like to take credit actually for bullying them so much about it online. They finally distanced themselves and they officially aren't partners with Log Cabin Republicans. But I mean, Log Cabin Republicans even hosted or were attempting to host a drag queen happy hour event for all ages at a restaurant just 2 years ago. And so when you've got this kind of thing happening in our own party, that's why we hold Republicans accountable so much. But yeah, you've got the sexualization of children, which is really big. And that doesn't just apply to happy hours with little kids. I mean, that also applies to our schools. You've got these crazy books that are just, that are in our library or school libraries that our taxpayer dollars are paying for. And you've got these teachers, these leftist teachers that are just obsessed with talking about sexual content with children. And I don't think I'm that old, but I remember growing up in elementary school, I didn't even know my teacher's first name, let alone their gender or identity or sexual.
Their pronoun, their preference, their preferred pronoun.
It's just goofy to me. So yeah. That's a really, really big one, right?
Yeah.
And then of course the removal of God from all facets of our life. I mean, it's, you look at the numbers and the amount of people that, are claiming to be religious is going down year after year after year. And I can tell you there's definitely, some correlation with the happiness in people's lives and the quality of our living with the amount of people that are now choosing to be, atheist or whatever that is, right? So,
sure.
Those two are really big. And then of course we have a serious border issue. We don't have a country unless we have a border, and we don't have a culture unless we have people who are part of or promote that culture. And I tell this to people all the time that are, really big on opening our borders. And, if we were to take any city in Texas and replace the demographics with somebody else in another country completely, it would completely change the culture and the foundation of that city.
Sure.
And so they're doing that with America. We have this quote unquote melting pot of people, and people like to brag that we're a melting pot of a country, and that's not a good thing. When you have a bunch of people from a bunch of different cultures in a small place, they don't get along. They fight. Everybody's constantly fighting for the top of the food chain. And that's why you see, you're kind of seeing now with these minority groups, like the feminist fight with the LGBT group, GQ groups, right? And, and the black groups fight with like the Asian groups or the Hispanic groups. And it's because everybody's always trying to be at the top of the food chain. And so this, this melting pot lifestyle that they constantly brag about isn't actually a great thing.
Well, let me suggest that that this again is a definition that they've hijacked, because in my age, and I'm 60, in my day, the idea of America as a melting pot was the concept that everybody came with kind of some differentiations per se, but then that was kind of melted down to we're all Americans. And so we respect where there's some differences in our cultural background, so to speak, but we have a commonality, and most people who came over here realized that the most common thing, you think about Alex de Tocqueville, right? And what did he find? It was faith. And that was God and faith was the thing that united our country, irrespective of our political perspective. Whenever we were faced with an enemy, whenever we were faced with a challenge, whenever we were being attacked as a nation, the thing that brought us together was God, Jesus Christ, and prayer. Our faith is what united us. And that was in my mind, that was our melting. But I hear what you're saying, because again, it's the hijacking. If you don't mind my asking, how old are you, Tony?
I'm 36.
Okay. So you are kind of you're unique. Would you not say for your age group to be in the mental space that you are in and the understanding space that you are in about what's really truth? Or is that a misnomer?
No, you're right. So I'm considered a millennial, right? And, you know, I grew up in Chicago. So I grew up in a very Democrat leaning household. The only right leaning person in my whole household is my father, and he's always been right leaning, always. And so we fought a lot, you know, growing up, and it took quite a few things for me to finally click into place and realize that that really wasn't the way to go. And yeah, my colleagues in millennialism, right? They're generally left leaning. And I attribute that a lot to a really easy lifestyle. You know, the baby boomer generation, really did create a good foundation for this country, and they left it very easy for the millennials. And when you have an easy life, you kind of think it's just things, you just inherit things, or things just come naturally, right? Like just water comes from a tap, right? Food comes from a fridge, and you don't know how it gets there, but it's there.
You flip a light switch and the electricity turns on.
I don't know where it comes from. It's just electricity, right?
Yeah.
You fill your Tesla up with electricity and you think it just comes from the wall, right? And you don't know that it comes from fossil fuels or anything else like that.
Right.
And, you know, because life is so easy, they start to focus on really stupid stuff like feminism and LGBTQ stuff and all this crazy stuff. And it's just, we have an easy life, and it makes us very lazy, and with a lazy mentality as well.
I so appreciate it. We're going to run out of time here, but Tony, I really want to get you back, because I think that you have really hit on something there too, that I think is so important. Because you can speak to that millennial audience in such a powerful way, in helping them to kind of understand. And it's, you know, there's an old saying that's, you know, when you're between 18 and 30, generally, you're going to be, if you have a heart, you'll be liberal. And then once you hit 30 and you have to actually start putting food on the table, now all of a sudden you start becoming conservative because you realize how the real world works. And I think there's a lot to that saying. Tony Ortiz, founder, currentrevolt.com. Currentrevolt.com. Please be sure, check it out, subscribe, and give a subscription gift. And this was an unpaid push. I'll be back with Cheryl Chumley coming up right after this break.
These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
He's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant on the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear,
then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.